Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. How many of y'all love God? I love God on today. We thank and praise you on this morning, this Saturday, our first Sabbath day service on this morning. Welcome all of you to the Fellowship of Unity Prayer Line Ministry. On today, I am yours truly, Pastor-elect Minister Ray Thurman, all the way from Temecula, California. We thank God for a fellowship of you, chosen generation, fellowship of churches, our own chief apostle, B.A. Thomas. We thank God on today for her and all the ministries that's under a chosen generation on today. Thank God for you out there in radio land, all the way from the pineapple to the Big Apple, from L.A. to New York, and all points in between. We thank you on today. Pray that each and every one of you get a word that will help you know who the Lord is, and know that our struggles and our battles is not ours. It is the Lord. Thank you on today. We praise God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Thank and praise God on today for Elder Prevost. Thank God for Care Broadcast Radio Network. We thank God for all of them, B Bishop Page, Bishop Alexis, and we thank God for this broadcast outlet on today. It's really, truly needed, and so we could get the word of God out there. We just want to just praise God on today for all that's on the line today. We won't be before you long on the day. We know it's Saturday, hey, but God comes first in all days, should be in all of our lives, amen. So we just want to bless the Lord with all our soul today. Give him all honor and reverence to his holy name. He truly and deserves to be praised. God is a good God. He makes a way when it seemed to be no way. God will make a way. And so today we just want to bless him today and bless you out there in Radio Land and all the callers on the line on this morning. Amen. Thank and praise God. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for all of you on today. And we're going to get this service started on this morning with our opening scripture. And our opening scripture is going to come from the book of Galatians 6. And we're going to open up with Galatians 6, chapter verse number 1. The word of the Lord reads, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, yea, which are spiritual, restore such an one." We want to restore. It said the Bible says, let me start over again. Apologize for that interruption. "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." May the Lord add a blessing to the reader, hearer, doer of his most holy word on today. Thank and praise God for all of you. Again, we just want to honor the Lord on today. Amen. And now we want to go to our testimony praise reports. If any of you on the line that got a testimony, a praise report, or even a prayer request, we will take those at this time. Is there anyone with a testimony praise report at this time? Is there anyone? The line is open for your testimony or praise report. Will there be one? Will there be one? Well, I always got a praise in my mouth for the Lord. I thank and praise him for waking me up this morning, closed in my right mind. I thank God for a roof over my head. I thank God for shoes and clothes that he provides me with. I thank God for my children and grandchildren. I thank and praise God for saving me and sanctifying me, filling me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. I thank God for calling me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Had not been for the Lord, where will I be today? I just thank and praise God for many things that you can look back over your life and see how God has brought you through. When you was up to hell and high water, up to your neck, God brought you through. So I just thank and praise God for all that he does. I thank God that I'm living today. Thank God for restoration in my life. I just thank and praise God for breakthroughs and manifestations, miracles. I thank and praise God. We do serve a God of miracles, and he is my shepherd, and I shall not want. And I thank God that he said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. And I believe his word, saints. So I thank you, God, for all that you do. And that is my testimony and praise reports on the day. Will there be another? Will there be another? And because we on the radio live, we still can give God praise across the land. Amen. And so if there's not any other testimony or praise reports on today, we're going to move forward this morning. Won't be before you long at all. And I'm going to go. Father God, thank us on today. Thank you on today, God, for those that are listening. Thank you, Lord, today for another opportunity to minister your word, Father God. As I decrease, you increase, God, that you will open spiritual eyes and spiritual ears on today, Father God, and then let those hearts of stone turn into a heart of flesh today, God, that we receive, even the one that's ministering your word, receive your word on today. Let it go out into radio land and convict, Father God, and turn people's hearts to the will of God. So I thank you on today for this opportunity. Thank you for this platform. I thank you for this broadcast on today. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank and praise God on today. Well, saints, we live in a world, you know, we talked all week, all year, all month, even in your, wherever your perspective place is at today, radio land or at home. We talk, you know, all the time about hardships. We see things all around us that we're not used to. Amen. We see things that's troubling to us today in this world. We truly live it in the end times today, saints of God. We truly live it in the last days. We've been hearing that since you and I was children, that God is soon to return. Well, we at the time now where we that saying is just not around the corner and down the street or across town. Amen. That saying is truly on the same block now. Amen. Someone need to put their phone on mute. Someone need to put their phone on mute. Thank you. And so we living in the times now, saints, where that saying, like I was saying, is not down the street, cross town, or even in the next town over no more. That saying that God is soon to return, amen, is on the block now. It's on our block. We can see that at any moment God is going to show up like a thief in the night. Amen. Hallelujah. We can see trouble on every side. We can see the time is short now. The days are short. If you don't believe the days are short, look at, you wake up in the morning before you know it, it's evening. You'd be wondering what happened to all the time during the day. You sleep past a certain time, amen, the day is wasted. These weeks are blowing by. And God say that if he don't shorten the days, no flesh shall be saved. Amen. Glory be to God. He says that in his word. He also says that if he don't shorten the days, amen, that the very elect would be deceived. So we live in a time now, saints of God, that deception is all around. We're walking in it, and some of us, a lot of us, if not all of us, are living in it. Amen. And just to name a few of deceptions, you're being deceived on the television shows that you're watching. You're watching rituals. You're watching satanic rituals. You're watching satanic gestures. You're watching all these things on TVs that's not of God. And we're taking it in. And we conforming to the ways of the heathen. We're conforming, hallelujah, to the ways of Satan. If you don't watch it, God say the very elect will be deceived. We're being deceived even going to church, amen, on Sundays. The Sabbath day, that's why I thank God for this day, the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day is not to be ignored. Even the Sadducees, Pharisees, and scribes and publicans believed in the Sabbath day. They forbid it, Jesus Christ, amen, to perform, heal, deliver people on the Sabbath. Amen. So it's not to be ignored that we're living in the days where deception. The Bible said that that Satan, the devil, will deceive the whole world. The whole world is being deceived. And what do deception mean, saints of God? Deception means trying to convince someone or something that something is not real when you know it's the truth. In other words, the devil is trying to convince the word of God is a lie, trying to convince saints that the word of God is a lie, trying to convince the gainsayers, the naysayers, that the word of God, amen, is a lie. People are standing in a pulpit preaching with a form of godliness, amen. A form of godliness, that means you look, that means you dress to the task, you're dressed up. But that's what you're doing. You're dressing up the word of God. You're dressing up and hiding your sins. You're dressing up and deceiving of the saints. The Bible says, amen, that the devil is trying to wear out the saints because he knows his time is short. And it's a lot of pressure being put on the saints. It's a lot of pressure on the saints. Some saints don't know whether to turn left or right. But I know one thing, we ought to turn to Christ Jesus. We ought to look to the hills when which our help cometh. And I'm here to tell someone in radio land and on this line that our help cometh from the Lord and no other. No man can survive without Christ. Men ought to think higher, not ought to think higher of themselves than they do. They lean on their own understanding, their own ability. But I'm here to tell somebody, it's God that gave you the strength. It's God that allowed you to take a step in front of another step. It's God opened your eyes this morning. It's God that breathed breath in your body this morning. And I thank God that we know where our help cometh, because our help cometh from the Lord, those that believe in the word of God. Amen. We are being deceived. But our lesson of today, saints of God, our theme for today is such: I may be down, you may be down, but not out. We may be down, but we're not out. And so we all been down. And God has, you think back over your life, we've all been down and God has lifted us up. We've been in the, when we was in the miry clay, God pulled us out. He put us on the wheel, the potter's wheel. He began to mold us and shape us. God said that if a righteous man falls seven times, he will pick him up, restore him, set his feet on solid ground. Saints, I'm here to tell you, you got to believe, amen, what God says. A lot of saints is walking by sight and not by faith. In other words, when you're walking by sight, you don't believe that God can lift you up out of the place that you may be in. Out of the state of mind that you in, God can bring you out. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you today that God is a healer, deliverer. He is the way, the truth, and the light. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Some saints are serving, call themselves serving gods that don't believe a word he say. Some pastors in that pulpit don't believe that God is going to return. We got to stand on the blessed hope. We got to stand on the word of God, unremovable, unshakable. Some of us say that because it sounds good, but is that planted in our hearts, though? God say faith without works is dead. God say the unseen, faith is the substance of things that are not seen. If you got to see it, then you didn't believe it. But faith is what you don't see, and it come to pass. Faith and God work synonymous hand in hand. for God that you don't see yet you love. Well, faith is the evidence of things that are not seen, saints. And you don't see God, but yet you believe in him. You've never seen him a day in your life, but you say you believe. God say, without faith, it's impossible to please me. Abraham believed God. Sarah and Abraham, God said, you're going to have a baby. They was 100 years old. Now, in hindsight, in our humoristic life, we say, ain't nobody having no baby at no 100 years old. But how many know that God is a God of miracles? God, if God said it, it's going to be done. I don't care if you're 100,000 years old. If God said it, it's going to be done. He's going to bring it to pass. But some of us be down and out, feel like you're out. You may be down, but you're not out. Lazarus was down. Not only was Lazarus down, he was down in the grave. But what did God do? Bring him right back out. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a lot of people that couldn't walk back then. Blind, crippled, but God brought them out. They thought life was over, but God brought them out. The woman with the issue of blood was down. Didn't nobody want to be bothered with her. But God brought her out. When everybody else counted her out, God brought her out. Told her, go thy way, your faith have made you whole. God, see, you just got to have a form of belief. Peter was in the prison, and God brought him out, opened the doors. God can open doors for each and every one of us, saints. For you out there in radio land, your situation, God can come with the aerosol to make it smell good. All you got to do is turn to the Word of God. All you got to do is look to the hills. All you got to do is get on your knees. All you got to do, God say, answers come by prayer and supplication. All you got to do and fasting. All you got to do is get on your knees and fast. Turn off the television. Push back that plate. Get on your knees and cry out to the Lord and watch him show up in your circumstances and your situation. Lazarus was stinking. Martha say, God said he would rise, he would live again. She say, in the resurrection. He said, in other words, he looked at her and told her, I am the resurrection. And he resurrected the situation and called Lazarus' name when he was down in the grave. Covered up, God brought him out. Another testimony to tell you, say to God, people on radio land, you may be down, but you're not out. Don't count. And if you think you're out, you're counting God out. Can't no referee give God a standing eight because he ain't going to never be down. You can't count him out a boxing match. He's never lost. He's undefeated. He don't even know how to lose. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord today. God is never out. And if we children of the Most High, we're never out. We're never down. We're never to be counted out. It may look like it right now because what's going on in the world. It's a lot of heartache. It's a lot of hardship. It's a lot of stress. It's a lot going on our heads. Bills piling up. Rent due. Can't find a house to live in. Amen. Tears, suffering. But God said if we just suffer with him a little while, a while, we will also reign with him. That means we go win in the end. That means God say in his word, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, he say in his word that it's a consolation prize. For those that suffer, endure the suffering. It's a consolation prize, saint, for suffering. There's a reward in suffering. We may not look like it. It may not feel like it right now. But that's when walking by faith and not by sight come into play here. See, the Lord said the just shall live by faith. See, Faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. When you hear testimonies of how God brought folks through, God will bring you through. That ain't just for that person. It's for those. The word of the Lord say, and let me get it right. Amen. It, come on, Holy Ghost. The word of the Lord say we are saved by our testimony, and the word of our testimonies can save someone else. Amen. So that if you hearing faith, faith come by hearing, hearing the word of God and the things of God. Not only reading the word, but look at what God done in the situation when somebody thought they was down and out. Amen. God came through, delivered, set free, broke the chains, opened the prison gate, lifted up the bowed down heads, seemed to have no hope, but God come through in the nick of time. I'm a witness that he will come through. I'm a witness when it don't look right. I'm a witness when it don't feel right. I'm a witness when everything is going to hell and high water around you. But you standing on one leg on that solid rock. God say when the storm come beat up on your house, if it's built on a solid foundation, and the solid foundation, hallelujah, is the word of God. If it's built on the word of God, that storm will not beat down that house. Amen. You got to trust and believe that when it all seems like everything is failing, amen, that God going to raise up a standard against anything that Satan tried to put in our way. The song say back in the days, don't take away my stumbling blocks, but just lead me all around them. Another song say, I've come up on the rough side of the mountain. But guess what? There is a smooth side too. I thank God because he is the way, the truth, and the light. He will direct your path. He say, lean on me. God say, lean on him. Some saints are scared to lean on him. Go, why? Because you might be afraid to lean on God because of the things that you done in your life. Look, the disciples wasn't no saints when he got them. They was murderers. I mean, they were killers, gangsters. Peter proved to you, amen, and the last miracle that God performed, he put a man's ear back on, a soldier that come to take him and string him up on the cross. Peter pulled out his sword and cut his ear off. Let you know that they wasn't playing. But if he turned them around, look what they did when he left this earth. They were able to heal, deliver, set free, preach the gospel, receive the Holy Ghost. Because it don't matter what your circumstances, what life that you live, saints, radio land, God can set you free, turn you around, and put your feet on solid, solid ground. He can do it. He will do it. He's standing there, an ever-present help in a time of trouble, in a time and you think that you're down when you're really not out. You may be down, but you're not out. Long as you got breath in your body, amen, you got a fighting chance. If you're on your deathbed and you got breath in your body, you can say, Lord, I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. Amen. I confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and God raised him up from the dead. You can do this if you only got 15 more breaths to take and make it in. Amen. The man on the cross, one of the thieves on the cross didn't know. Neither one of them knew that they was going to be dying with God. One thief told the other one, shut up. Close your mouth. Jesus, when you get to your place, remember me. Well, you can say that on your deathbed. You may be down on your bed, but you got breath in your body to come out. Amen. You got to trust and believe God in every facet of the world. His hand is on all things. He's in control of everything. And if you got A minute to pray, you only get a minute to pray and a second to die. If you got a minute left, you can be saved. You may have been down, but you wasn't out. Amen. He will lift you up out of anything. God is with you till the end. The Bible says, I will be low, I'll be with you till the end. That means the end of your life. That means the very waning seconds of your life. God is still with you. You still got a chance to make it in. You still got a chance to make it above the fray. You still got a chance to say, I confess the Lord. The Lord said, the first will be last, and the last will be first. That means those that got saved first, they may not make it in. And because you at the front of the line don't mean that the back of the line won't make it in. That because you rich, you still won't make it in. Because you poor, you will get in. You may live the life of being down, but if you held on to Christ, he will bring you up. Saints, I'm trying to tell you right now is that it may look down for us. We may feel that we down, but guess what? In the end, God go bring us out. And he doing it right now. He's making a way when chaos is around, trouble, all these things that's going down. I'm going to get to the scripture to prove to you that God, what God says. You have to take my word. Amen. Take the word of God. And I'm going to come out of the book of 2 Corinthians here. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and I'm going to come out of verse number 6. It says, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That means, Lord, that means saints, that God has shined the light, because God is light. So he shined it in our darkest moments. You know, in the time that you feel like you down, God has shined the light in your heart in the face of Jesus Christ. If you look to Jesus Christ, you will see the light. If you strive for the light, you will enter the light. But if you continue to walk in darkness, then there's no light shining in you. So you're going to remain dark. You're going to remain hopeless. You got to reach for the light. You got to strive for the light. God is light. There's no darkness in God. When the new world come, new Jerusalem come, there will be not one dark day. You can read it for yourself. In the book of Revelation, there will not be one dark day no more. There will be no more troubles, no more tears. God say, I'm going to wipe the tears from your eyes. There will be no more tears. What you didn't have on this earth, you will have in heaven. You will be received up in glory. That's what we're striving for. Yes, God wants us to have a good life here, but he wants us to live a godly life while we're here too. Amen. He wants us to walk in the light while we're here. Some of us trying to walk in the light and darkness at the same time. It's not going to happen. When you walk in your house, and it's pitch black, you cut on the light, ain't no more dark. When you walk in the light, ain't no more dark. When you walk in the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, ain't no more darkness. You're supposed to be walking in light. You are children of the light. God said there's no greater joy than he gets than to see his children walking in truth. And truth ain't just telling your parents the truth neither. Truth is walking in the gospel of Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the light. Amen? Hallelujah, saints. I'm going to read down. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are. Listen to this. We're talking about down and out. Our theme today is down but not out. Here's where it gets to the meat of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It says, we may be troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Let me tell you, it's trouble on every side, but we are not to be distressed. For those that don't know what distress means, baffled. You're baffled. You're baffled about what you see. You walk in sorrow. We're not to be baffled by what we see. God said, don't be moved by what you see. God said, don't be moved by what we see. We're not to be feeling sorrow. The Bible says in the book of Timothy, a man that's rich, a man, a woman that's rich, desires the things of this earth, he thrusts many darts of sorrow through himself. A man that chases these things on the earth thrusts many darts of sorrow through themselves. If you're striving to be rich, I'm going to be rich, I'm going to be rich, I'm going to be famous. And when you get those riches, the lust of those riches don't do nothing but thrust many sorrows through you. In other words, many sorrows will come upon you because now you're not about God. Your God becomes what's in your bank account. See? Amen. That's why I say a rich man would not enter to the kingdom of heaven. Because a rich man, God is his money. See, that's the God he trusts. That's the God that he turned to. See, and somebody that don't have it, that's striving for God, that's enduring the sufferings of Jesus Christ, we endure the sufferings, endure the suffering. See, this race is not given to the swift, nor the strong, and nor the rich. It's given to those that can endure. See, even a rich man can't endure. Why? He only endure as long as his riches lasted. Well, that's why you see a lot of people that had it all seem to be. So it looked on the surface, I had it all, lost $100 million, and don't know what to do with themselves. Well, what the end result is, so much sorrow that they done thrust it through with many darts of themselves, they killed themselves. But see, that a man that endureth to the end got endurance to run this race. You got to have endurance to run this way. You got to have a certain makeup to run this race. You got to have a certain DNA, and that DNA is Christ Jesus to run this race. Because this race going to get rough. It's going to be ditches, potholes, snakes, bears, barracudas, all type of things, storm, rain, thunder, lightning. On this road to heaven, on this road to paradise, it's going to be persecution. All of this is going to take place on this road. It takes a certain kind of saint, amen, to run this race, see, to endure these things, hallelujah, in order to get to that place, which that's called heaven. See, this race ain't easy to get there. A lot of saints want heaven, but they don't want to go through the course to get to heaven. They don't want to go through the sufferings. They don't want to go through no trials and tribulations. They don't want to go through no ups and downs and more downs than ups. You don't want to go through that. But the reward, the consolation prize is great at the end. God say, read it for yourself. Those who endure the sufferings will endure a consolation prize. See, you got to come in first in this race. Ain't no second place. Close, you heard that saying, close but not no cigar. But no cigar. You close, you almost ran. See, when you get there and stand in front of the judgment of the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, he ain't going to tell you, you almost made it. Well, he might tell you, you almost made it. But hey, but you had unforgiveness in you. You had a little hatred. See, all these things, infirmities cannot enter to the kingdom of heaven. See, you still was a liar. You lied big time. You lied all the way up to the day I showed up. You've been lying. And God say a liar will not tarry in the sight of him. A liar is abomination, just as well as adultery, just as well as gay as lesbian, just as well as fornicating, covetousness, all these things is abomination to the Lord. You can't be a liar. How can you be a liar and enter to the kingdom of truth? Truth died for this world for us. Truth. They got tired of hearing the truth. Listen up, saints, Radio Land. They got tired of hearing the truth, and they killed him. Well, they thought they killed because he gave up his life. You talk about trouble on every side. Look all the trouble Jesus went through to get to the cross and on the cross. You talking about trouble on every side. Some of us can't even endure a headache, yet alone enduring the things of Christ. It's the sufferings we got to go through, the disappointment, the blood, the sweat, the tears, amen, the gossip, the persecution, the backbiting, all this stuff a saint got to go through. And I can tell you, look at the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11 at Paul. Paul says, I endured a lot of things, hardship, shipwreck 3 times, out in the sea, lost, got whipped 40 times, plus minus one. All these things he did. He was a persecution of the saints. He was what we endure right now. A lot of people couldn't stand to see Paul, a person like Paul coming. Well, you better get ready because Paul is coming around again. It's just going to be thousands of Pauls this time coming to do what they did to Paul back then, what Paul did to saints back then. You better get ready. See, people might say, hallelujah. Why is it that saints got to endure all these things? Because Christ endured all these things. That's why. See, it wasn't no easy road for Christ to get to heaven, back to heaven. He come from heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. He come from heaven, but it was hell and high water he had to go through to get back to heaven. See? And on the way, he got a little down, or whatever you want to call it, because he said in the Garden of Gethsemane, he asked God to take this cup from him. But nevertheless, see, that's what saints don't want to endure today, nevertheless. Saints can't go through, you know, I'm going through all this, but nevertheless, Lord, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to stand here. I'm going to hold on to you like Jacob. Why? Because there's trouble on every side. And saints are falling into distress, uncomfortable. See, when you get out your comfort zone and learn to get into a zone, then you can endure the hardships of life. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible reads, we may be troubled. It may be trouble on every side, but yet we're not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Yes, we are perplexed very much in this life. Very much perplexed in this life. And we are in despair. That means a lot of people are sinking in sinking sand. A lot of people is letting the sorrow take over them. A lot of folks, a lot of saints that's supposed to be saved and filled with faith ain't got no faith. And your faith is so little or next to nothing that the problems of the world overcome you. God say, I overcame the world. He expect us to overcome. God say, when he was here, they go hate you for his name's sake. Did you think he was playing? Persecution. Persecution is hostility towards one's race, political views, and religious beliefs. Persecutions is hostility towards your race, which is us, same as God. They hostile towards our race. They scared of the black race to the point is they trying to erase the black man, trying to turn us into homosexuals, turn our women against us, deprive us of making a living, drive us to drugs and killing each other. See, a lot of despair and sorrows is contributing to the killing of this race. A lot of not being able to provide. It's a lot of men, amen, that go get jobs, go seek jobs, and they can't get hired because they got dreadlocks, because they're too big, they size. You see, it's too intimidating because they know more than the boss. They know how to do the job better than the other man. Some of these firms, they do these hiring practices just to fulfill a quota, just to satisfy the eye, just to say we interview 5-6 black men with no intentions on giving not one of them a job. See, hostility, persecution, you being persecuted when you don't even know it. You walking in deception and don't even know it. Same thing. You being persecuted. You recognize that you didn't get the job, and your end result is I didn't get the job because I was black. Or there was 15 white men there, and I was only one of two black men there. I didn't get the job because the 15 white men got the job. They got 10 positions, but not one of those positions was filled by a black man. Well, you come to recognize that the reason why you were persecuted, you don't use that word persecuted, but you suffered a persecution there because of your race. See, but you don't recognize that you're walking in deception because of who you believe in. You're not recognizing that you're in deception and you're being deceived because the gospel is the truth and the word of Satan is a lie, and he wants you to convince you that the word of God is a lie, and you're starting to believe it. Amen. Well, God didn't come through for me. Amen. Just because he didn't come through for you then don't mean he won't come through for you later. Amen. Praise God. Did you suffer persecution because of your political beliefs? Well, your political belief is the word of God. Your political belief is that man should be marrying man. Woman shouldn't be marrying woman. Your political beliefs, because you know the Bible says that woman was put here for man, as a helpmeet, as a wife. Your political beliefs is that they turn it away from the natural affection of a man. Women is, men is, turn it. And your political beliefs is that the Bible says that men will become lovers of themselves. That's your political beliefs. And you're being persecuted because of your political beliefs in Christ Jesus. You trying to do what God say do, but the man over here got another agenda, the opposite of what God say do. Amen. And how God say live. You trying to live this life of Christ. But if you weak in the faith, even the very elect go be deceived. Amen. Praise God. Goes back to what I said in the beginning of this sermon. If God don't shorten the days, the very elect will be deceived. If you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. And a lot of saints is falling for this persecution. You're trying to fit in. You're not in this world to fit in. God said you're in this world, but you're not of it. So that means you don't look like the world. You don't do what the world do. You don't conform to the ways of the world. If they want you to start take a chip in you, you going to take a chip in you to keep your job? Well, this is what the job said. I got to do it. You know, I got to feed my family. Look, God said, I'll take care of you in a time of famine. You got to trust and believe God. At every turn, at every hand, you got to believe the word of God. And if you don't believe the word of God, you go persecute your own self. Amen. You're starting to believe these persecutions. Last but not least, your religious beliefs. Well, I've been telling you all the time your religious belief. You believe in the word of God. You've been believing in the Bible all your life. But now they're trying to turn, now they persecute you about your beliefs. Well, listen, it comes to a point where we can't stand on our beliefs. They want us to conform to what they believe. that it's okay for men to be sleeping with men. It's okay for women to be sleeping with women. It's okay for transsexuals. It's okay for men that's dressed like women going into boys and little girls' bathrooms. They want us to believe that it's okay to have sex with man, woman, dog, animal, whatever case they be. We know that God did not say this. We know that this is abomination. But yet, we're being persecuted because we're standing on the word and the precepts and the counsels and the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ. And some of you are getting weak in the faith, even out there in radio land. I hope some of you pastors listening too. You're doing the feel good to keep members instead of doing the real good to keep souls from going to hell. Amen. God is tired. God is tired of saints, wobbly saints, unfaithful, ungrateful, unholy saints, disobedient. He's tired of these people. We are most definitely making God return sooner, more sooner than later. You think I'm telling a lie? Well, he destroyed the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. He allowed those that wanted to come out, Lot and others, to come out of there. And the moment that Lot went out the city, it rained fire and brimstone. Listen, the moment you shut your eyes, it's going to rain fire and brimstone. But you can't be like Lot's wife and turn back. Some of you want to come out of abomination, got a mind and a determination to come out, don't look back. Don't care what nobody say that you used to be. What you used to be don't define you what you are today. Amen. It's a lot of saints, every saint that used to be something, that mother of the church used to be a prostitute. That pastor up there, preacher, used to be a pimp. And some of them still pimping just in the church and think they're getting away with something. Some of the pastors used to be molesters. Some of them may not have got caught molesting their kids, molesting little girls. You don't have to be a molester just molesting your kid, but some of them like little young girls. They might have been in their 40s messing with a 16-year-old. That's molestation. I don't care if she did say it's all good. You don't know, but they up there preaching. Listen, you wasn't ashamed when you was out there holding hands, sleeping with a woman, sleeping with a man. You wasn't ashamed then. You defended it. Well, guess what? Now you want to come out. You had a change of mind, change of heart. Something touched you. You weren't supposed to be there in the first place. You've been struggling and fighting to come out of there. Listen, I tell you, to grab hold to the word of God. It will give you strength, direction, guidance. You know, praise to come on out. Leech on, hold on to the saints of God. Hold on to the word of God. Stand. And don't look back like Lot. Why? Because when you try to come out and you look back, you go turn to a pillar of salt. Meaning you may not turn to a pillar of salt literally, but figuratively, you're never going to get out if you keep letting somebody bring you back. And eventually, you'll turn to more than a pillar of salt. You'll turn into a french fry in the lake. Hallelujah. You got to stand firm on the word of God. You may be down, abomination, you're down right now. If you're an abomination, you're down. If you're an adulterer, you're down. If you're a fornicator, you're down. But guess what? You ain't got to stay down. And because you got breath in your body, you're not out. You always got a moment to repent. It don't take but a second to say, God, I repent. And turn from your wicked ways. If you seek God's face, stay in the word of God, he will bring you out of whichever you in. And that is the truth. That is believable. That is seeing is believing. Look at people. Everybody in church was not where they at right now. And once upon a time in their life. Some people think they're fooling God. That's true. You stay away from those. But it's some people in church that's really serving God with their whole heart, mind, soul, body, determination, desire to serve God. There is. There's some preachers that's about God that'll go to church, I mean, that'll go to jail for the word of God. Will not compromise the word of God. Yes, it is. There's some that's holiness and righteous. Straight up. You got to stand on the word of God. Unremovable. Because God said if you lose your life for his name's sake, you will find it. Guess where you're going to find it at? In the kingdom of heaven. You will live again. But if you try to save your life, because they make you choose between Christ and the world, and you try to save your life, guess what? You have already lost it. Now, not only is you down, but you out when you do that. You're done. You're out of the hands of God. You out of the will of God. You out of the favor of God. You out of the kingdom of heaven forever. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to let you know, saints, you're not. You may be down, but you're not out. And the Bible says we may be. Hold on. This devil is a lie. The truth ain't in you. Amen. So the Word of God says that. Let me get to that. Bear with me 1 second. Devil always trying to be up to something, but I'm up to something too. Amen. The Word of God says that that we may be cast down, but not destroyed. Listen, people may put us down. People may talk down on you. People may lie on you. People may not like to see you when you're down, perceive that you're down. People laugh at you when you're down. People don't want to see you come up. But guess what? They can't destroy you if you don't let them. The word said we may be cast down, but not destroyed. Because if you got Christ Jesus in you, we go suffer. The word says it. You may be suffering, but you're not destroyed. You have a chance to be redeemed, to be revitalized. That's why revivals is revitalization. You got to be revitalized. You got to be replenished. You got to be re-strengthened. And how do you do that, praise God, is that you get into the Word of God. And immediately the word of God is sharp, quick, and powerful. It will begin to build you back up. Your character may have been cast down because people want to scandalize you. But guess what? When you get into the word of God, God's word will build you back up. It will strengthen you. It will refocus you. It will bring you up to a level that people will be looking like, wow, I did everything X, Y, and Z to make sure that he or she was trotting under my feet and I was above them. But the Bible say that if you just stand on the word of God and stand in belief and stand in everything that God stands for, he will make your enemies your footstool. Them same ones that try to talk down about you, the same ones that try to put you down, lie on you, keep you down, is the ones that's going to be eating out the palm of your hand when you're standing on the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sometimes we need a lot of times we need our haters. We need enemies. We need these people to propel us to be where God trying to take us, to get us to a point where there's that we can turn around and say, look at that wreck yard that I just came out of. When you pass by old wreck yard, old place where there's nothing but crushed up cars and nothing look good, smell good up in there, you can look back and say, I once was in there. Now look where I'm at. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Because you're not destroyed. As long as you got the breath in your life, you can look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. First, you got to believe first. First, you got to believe that he is he. The Bible said he that cometh to the Lord got to believe that he is he. If you don't believe in what he can do. Them stories in the Bibles, the Hebrew boys, them just not no feel-good stories. Daniel in the lion's den wasn't no feel-good story. Look, we all in the lion's den. But we got to believe that the lions won't devour us. We got to devour the devourer with the word of God. And standing on faith. How do you devour the devourer? Standing on your faith. Speak these things that be not as though they are. Speak it in the atmosphere. God, speak the world into existence. You got to speak your situation into existence. Speak your belief into existence. You got to stand on the full assurance. You see, the Hebrew boys say, if God don't do it, we know he was able. Meaning we knew that he could have if he don't do it. But we won't be serving no other gods because we got a little doubt that he ain't going to do it. No, you got to have full assurance of faith that he's going to do it. See, when the chips are stacked up against you and the deck is too, you still got to have faith that you're going to push your chips to the middle of the table and come out victorious. You got to push your faith to the middle of the table and know that God go prevail for you. It's what faith that move God. It's your faith. He said the just shall live by faith, meaning the righteous got to live by faith. You can't please God without faith. You got to believe in the impossible because what's impossible for man to do is not impossible for God to do. Did nobody at that Red Sea, you heard the story, did nobody at the Red Sea, not only could nobody at the Red Sea open the sea, but nobody even thought that the sea was going to open. You see? Nobody. But Moses. He may not know what God was going to do, but he knew that God was going to do something. He just told him, haven't you seen my father and the works that he have done? When you was thirsty and wasn't no water nowhere in sight, God commanded Moses to hit a rock. And your thirst was quenched. Because God say in the book of Isaiah, I will make water in the desert. I will make rivers in the wilderness for his people. God said it. And if God said it, you can believe it. Some of you got to get your belief system intact. You got to better get a tune-up on your belief system. I'm going to leave you with this. When Peter was in jail, they were praying at Martha's house. They were gathered there. It was a lot of them gathered there. Listen, go read it in Acts, the book of Acts 12. Go read the story. When they were gathered together, and let me say this, just because you gather together, ain't all of you on the same page. You could be at a family reunion, Radio Land. See, because y'all all gathered there don't mean y'all all together. See? And definitely not on one accord. See, God moves on faith. Now, these people at Martha's house, they were gathered together. They were gathered, and they were together, and they were on one accord. Well, how do you know that, preacher? Because being that they were gathered, being that they were together on one accord, they were praying for the same thing. What was that? To the release of Peter. And while they were on one accord, praying for the same thing, God was moving. He sent the angels to the prison, told Peter to arise. Peter thought he was in a dream. Told Peter to arise on your feet, put on your sandals. The chains fell off Peter. He walked right by the guard, right through the door, got outside. The gates opened up, and he was free. Out into the street. It was till then that he woke all the way up to see what just happened. The angel was gone now. He had to come to his senses to make sure that he's seeing what he's seeing. And when he come to his senses to see, I'm free, he went to the house where they were yet praying. Amen. Praise God. They were yet praying. He knocked on the door. The damsel Rhoda heard the knock at the door. looked out there, saw Peter, went back and told the others that was praying, Peter at the door. They said they thought she was mad, lost her mind. He ain't at the door. She went back to make sure she saw what she saw. Come back and say, he's at the door. Listen, some of you, the very thing that you praying for, like they were praying for, when it showed up, you can't believe it. That's why some of you say what you're praying for when your house was in foreclosure, it just looked it ugly and God turned it. You were praying, but somehow or another, you didn't believe what you were praying, that God was going to turn that foreclosure around. And then when he did turn around, first thing came out your mouth, I can't believe it. That's what they did. Until one of them came to the door and said, wow, he's at the door. They heard his voice. It's just to go to show you the opposite side. When you praying and believe and standing in agreement on one accord, that's why the Bible say two or more agree. What's agreed upon in earth is agreed upon in heaven. You just got to stand and wait for it. Amen. See, this is how the Bible connects itself to each other. Peter probably believed. Peter, you know, he was down in the prison. But guess what? Because he was down in the prison doesn't mean that he was out. He wasn't out. He may have been down in the prison with chains on him. But guess what? God will break them chains in our life. He's broken many chains in your life. Some of you went right back and put the chains on because of your unbelief and your lack of faith and no trust in the Lord. You're full of doubt. So you go back and put the chains right back on, the same thing that he just delivered you out of. It's just like a parolee. You just did 5 years and get out, and you go right back 2 weeks later. Amen. Some of you need to check your faith. Check your belief. Believe God for all things. And in all things, believe God can do it. God asked us the question, and I'm done. You can look at that Jeremiah 32, I believe verse 27. God asked us the question. He asked Jeremiah the prophet a question, and that question applies to us. He asked him, is there anything too hard for me? Well, I'm here to answer it for him. No. Ain't nothing too hard for you, Lord. God can do all things if you just believe that you're not down. You may be down, but you're not out. And you're definitely not knocked out. As long as there's breath in your body, you can stand. Amen. Y'all pray my strength in the Lord. I'll back over to you, Elder Prevost.
Amen. Amen. Praise God on this morning. We thank God, hallelujah, for Minister Ray and the Fellowship of Unity this morning, hallelujah. And I like the last thing he said. I like everything he said, praise God. But I like the last thing he said, is there anything too hard for God? Hallelujah. There is nothing too hard for God, hallelujah. Let me do this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, this morning for the man of God. We thank you, Lord, for the message that you delivered through the man of God this morning. We ask, Lord, that you keep replenishing the man of God with the virtue that he has poured out onto your people. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you keep filling him up with wisdom and knowledge, and you keep molding him and shaping him into the man of God that you want him to be, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Amen. Praise God. I want to open up the line at this time. Do we have any callers on the line that perhaps have a testimony, a prayer request, or maybe you have a comment on the word of God, or maybe a question on this morning? Praise God. We want to open up the line at this time. The line is open. Will there be one at this time?
Yes, yes, yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Advantage Brown in the house.
Amen.
Give an honor to God, head of my life, and who's the one that made me and know all about me.
BJ, you still on there? I didn't know that. Hey.
Yeah, what did
you do,
hang out?
Hello?
No, I didn't hang up.
Hey, man, go ahead.
I wanted to say that.
So we still on the line.
I wanted to say that with Minister Ray, I wanted to say he did an awesome job about he came from. I may be down, but I'm not out. A lot of us, we don't have faith. And when you don't have faith and you don't trust in God, you're going to be down. But when you have faith and you trust him, you're going to be up, and he's going to take you higher. So I wanted to say the words that I heard that came from Minister Ray is so true, because there's a lot of people that are lost out there. Instead of us trying to gain the people in, we're continuing to run them away by things we're saying. But let me tell you something. I remember I went to church, and a lot of stuff they was hitting me with. And I got mad about it. But let me tell you something. When I went home, I found out that the word is true and somebody is lying. So I wanted to say that we got to do what the Lord say do and obey him. It's not about us. You know, everybody want to be Mr. Show-Off. Everybody want to compete with each other. Everybody want to outdo each other. But it's not about that, because let me tell you something. All that you're doing, God ain't even looking at that. He wants a pure and heart. He wants the soldiers, and that means you got to be in the soldier in the army. You got to be a chosen one. If you're not a chosen one, you better get there before he arrives. But he's not here yet. So I wanted to say the word was good and awesome, and I thank the Lord for the word with Minister Ray. Always bring it to the table, but it's for us to show ourselves, approve ourselves, to get the word inside of us and change our lives. Turn your life around. Stop doing what you're doing. Because you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool me none of the time. So I just thank God for the man of God, that how he brought the word to us. And also I wanted to say, with my testimony, sir, I wanted to say I went out last night with my pastor, Pastor Green, which had was preaching, and four or five people's souls came. They had different kind of testimony, but let me tell you something. These people know the Bible. It's just that they just not saved, and they're not willing to let the Lord come inside them and save them. So we're not to push them. We are to encourage them and tell them, let go, let God, and God will do the rest. So we are to encourage them. That's it. Not try to push them or do anything. And then the second praise report is that with the young man that got shot in Freeport, police shot that young man while he was going to college, and he didn't die. The doctor walked away and said that the young man wasn't going to live over 24 hours. You know how the doctors do, right? But there was a stranger in the city, and he's healing. See, the doctor ain't got no medicine like Jesus Christ. The doctor can't heal you. But Jesus can heal you. That young man must have been a prayer warrior, because when they came in that room, they thought that he was gone. But he was standing up in the bed just like a gnashing bone soldier. So it's telling us that we got to stand on the word. We got to stand when nobody else standing. Sometimes you might be by yourself. Sometimes you need to be by yourself. Because sometimes if you be with other people and stuff, they're praying against you. They're doing stuff against you. Let all of us encourage one another. And know that we can make it. The people that's out there that's lost, we look at them every day. Because Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. Feed my sheep. But what we do? Now, you know, what do we do? We just walk around and try to pray for them and everything. Like we all that, you know, told the Bible. You know, yeah, it don't need all that. Because if everybody knows that you're a preacher, they're going to see your fruit. They're going to see your light. Because you got to let your little light shine out here. Because everybody knows if you're saved or not. They know if you're a Christian. So that is what I have to say, because it's so much stuff is going on in these ministries. I don't put my mouth on the pastor, because he got to die for himself. And I'm going to die for me. Nobody is going to die for me. Nobody's going to die for nobody on this line. Nobody's going to die for nobody around this world. Nobody's going to die for their kids. Because if you do, you got a problem. You're going to see yourself in hell. So we are to love each other and encourage one another. So that's all I have to say. And also, I have an announcement. Minister Ray is going to be at 9214 Western Avenue. Ambassador for Christ, Pastor Vicky Washington, and we're looking for the church to be packed, that we're saving souls. We're breaking the chains and saving souls. So we are to support each other and not have different people that you want to support. I support everybody. Ask anybody about Sister Brown. I don't care who they is. I don't care what ministry they got going on. I support them. If they invite me, I go. So we are to love one another and encourage one another and support each other. And support each other line, support each other when we ask to go out to speak. When we don't not ask to go out to speak and visit the people anyway. Because time is running out. Christ is coming. Christ on his way back. People are dying. So I want to be in that number. I don't want to be in no rapture. I don't want to be in no second rapture. I want to be already gone. So that's all I have to say, and that it was my testimony and my praise report and my announcement. Evangelist Marie Brown, thank you.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for Evangelist Brown on this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. We always thank God for her. Amen. She always brings, hallelujah, amen. I don't know if you ever get a chance to hear her when she's, hallelujah, on Minister Ray's line of Fellowship of Unity, when she speaks. Well, one of these mornings, y'all need to tune in. Hallelujah, because, hey, the devil ain't going to change her mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for her. Amen. And she's absolutely right. Hallelujah. Amen. It ain't that people don't know the word. Hallelujah. Amen. It's just, you can't force nobody to do nothing. The Bible says nobody goes to the Son unless the Father sends him. Hallelujah, praise God. So all we got to do is just preach the word. All we got to do is plant that seed. Hallelujah, amen. One person plants, another person does the watering, and another person does the harvesting. Praise God, hallelujah. All we got to do is do our part. And I like how she said she supports everybody. Praise God, hallelujah. Because one thing we got to understand, it really ain't no different ministries. It's one, just one body. Hallelujah, praise God. One body with one head, and that head is Jesus Christ. That's the problem. That's the problem. Everybody want to be the head. Hallelujah.
Right.
Everybody can't be the head. How many heads going to be on one body? Praise God. Somebody got to be the foot. Somebody got to be the thigh. Somebody got to be the leg. Somebody got to be the hip bone. Somebody got to be the elbow. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise position and let the body of work right. That's why the body of Christ seems like it's what's the word I'm looking for? Hallelujah. Handicapped. Praise God. The body of Christ seems like it's handicapped because the people in the body of Christ don't want to play their positions. Hallelujah. You don't want to be the member that you are. Paul talked about that. Hallelujah. Amen. The toe is just as important as the eye. But unless you can understand that you are important no matter what role you are, whether you're the usher at the door or the preacher in the pulpit, praise God, whether you're a housewife or you're a working husband, praise God, no matter what your position is, your position is just as important as the other position in the body of Christ. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. That's what the devil wants to do. The devil wants to separate. He wants to cause a division. Because when you can cause a division, you can cause confusion. And when nobody ever comes together, we can't never have a day of Pentecost that's fully come. You know, on the day of Pentecost, it says when the day of Pentecost will fully come, they were all gathered together and were on one accord. As long as we all on different accords. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The world gonna keep talking about us. Ain't y'all? I don't know about y'all, but I'm tired of the world talking about the church. Hallelujah. It's one thing for the church to talk about the church. We supposed to criticize ourselves to better ourselves. Hallelujah. But when the world walk up and say, you know what? I don't go to church because them church people. Hallelujah. Y'all know what? Them church people something else. I had a lady the other day tell me one of the employees at the job say, I don't mess with Christians. Hallelujah, amen, because these Christians, they ain't supposed to act like that. They ain't supposed to be this way. They ain't supposed to be that way. Praise God, hallelujah.
This is
amen.
True,
so if we know this information, why don't we do it? Word of God says. The Word of God says, it says it's so plain and clear. He wasn't talking to the people at the club. He wasn't talking to the people on the corner. He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Hallelujah. You call yourself a Christian. Hallelujah. Christian derives from Christ. One who follows Christ, you call yourself a Christian. You call by Christ's name. Why don't you humble yourself and pray and seek God's face and turn from your ways? I hate a wicked Christian. I hate a Christian that'll cut you out. Hallelujah, praise God. I hate a Christian that commits adultery. Praise God, hallelujah, because why you're not just making the body of Christ look bad. You're just not making the church look bad. You are a representative of God. You're an ambassador of God. Hallelujah. You making God look bad. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen.
And
praise
that's what
God.
It is.
Hallelujah.
That's what it is.
Amen.
Is there anyone else on the line, Elder Prebo?
Praise God. I was just going to open it back up. Do we have anybody else on the line today that has a testimony, a comment, or a question on today? Praise God. Amen. The line is open. Will there be another one on today?
Well, praise God.
Hallelujah. Well, we just thank God for each and every person who has called in on today. Hallelujah. And everybody who has tuned in on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word this morning. Hallelujah. You may be down. Hallelujah. But you ain't out. Praise God. You may be down, but you ain't out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That was a wonderful word delivered this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just thank God for Minister Ray and the word that the Lord gave him on this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we want to remind everybody Monday through Friday. Hallelujah. Amen. You can call in and be a part of the Fellowship of Unity. Hallelujah. Morning prayer call. Hallelujah. So we just invite you to call in and be a part. Hallelujah, of the service. Praise God. If there's anybody out there that heard the word of God today, amen, and you don't know Christ and the pardon of your sins, and you want to make Christ the Lord of your life, praise God, we want to give you what we call an invitation to discipleship. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you believe in your heart, the Bible says, and confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Son of God, the Bible tells us that you will be saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Just by believing it and confessing it. The Bible says that God gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, listen to what I'm saying, whosoever, it don't matter if you're black, white, purple, brown, green. Hallelujah. It don't matter if you was raised in the projects or you was raised in the mansion. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord says if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that you will be saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. So if there's anybody out there listening on the airwaves or online, praise God. Hallelujah. All you have to do is confess with your mouth. Say, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life. Wash me and make me whole. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we as believers believe that if you confess it with your mouth and you believe it in your heart, you are now saved. Right now, your sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. Right now, hallelujah, praise God, you have eternal life. Right now, you have the grace of God. Hallelujah. You are covered with the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We just thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. For everything that has transpired on today. If you accepted the discipleship, we invite you to get into a Bible-based church that preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. And as the word of God says, humble yourself, pray. Hallelujah. Seek his faith. Praise God. And turn. Hallelujah, from your wicked ways. Praise God. Notice, turn from your wicked ways is the last thing God said. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, we want to get right before we come to God. But God say, I want you to come to me so you can get right. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you try to get right before you come to God, guess what's going to happen? You're going to die not coming to God. Hallelujah. Because you don't have the ability to get yourself right. Praise God. Only God has that ability through his Holy Ghost. Praise God. To make you right from the inside out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And we just thank God today. Amen. For everybody who called in. Everybody who tuned in. Hallelujah on today. Amen. And before we go, I just want to drop this nugget into your spirit this morning. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord says, hey, how come the world has to have more faith than the people in the church? Praise God. We got people in the world that will leave and go to L.A., go to Atlanta, go to New York, and pursue their dreams and say, you know what, no matter what, I am going to succeed and become something in my life. I'm going to accomplish something more than just a 9-to-5. Praise God. Hallelujah. More than just, hallelujah, doing the everyday thing that everybody else is doing. More than just getting back to the money. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to have an impact on people's lives. Praise God. And I believe that that's going to happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We as members of the body of Christ, members of the church, we got to believe that we are here to do more than just the everyday routine. Praise God. Hallelujah. The everyday thing that the world does. That's what the world do. The world wake up, get money, go back to sleep. Wake up, get money, go back to sleep. Praise God. Hallelujah. We as members of the body of Christ, it's got to be more than about getting money. Hallelujah, praise God. It's got to be more than about making a name for yourself. Hallelujah. It's got to be more than about getting a position or a role. Hallelujah, praise God. It's about having an impact, praise God, on somebody's life, bringing somebody to Christ, finding that lost sheep of Israel. Hallelujah, praise God. Telling somebody about Jesus. Hallelujah, praise God. Telling somebody that they're healed, that they are made whole. The woman, thou wast loose. Telling somebody to pick up their bed and walk. Hallelujah, praise God. Telling somebody that by their faith they have been made whole. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because guess what? You can wake up every day and you can get money. You can stack money up. Hallelujah. You can have $10-15 million in the bank. You can have Oprah kind of money. You can have Bill Gates kind of money. Hallelujah. But guess what? When Bill Gates die, that money going to still be here. When Oprah die, that money going to still be here. Michael Jackson and God, guess what? They money still here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because it wasn't about the money. I brought up Michael Jackson and Prince. Hallelujah. Because it wasn't about the money that they made. It's about the impact that they had on people's lives. People still singing Man in the Mirror. We preach Man in the Mirror. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because that song had an impact. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I challenge us, hallelujah, as we go out today through the highways and byways and through our normal daily routine. Hallelujah. I challenge everybody today, hallelujah, to go out there and make an impact on somebody's life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Get out of the regular routine and make an impact and show somebody the Christ that lives in you. Praise God on today. And once again, we just want to thank Minister Ray and the Fellowship of Unity. Hallelujah. Praise God. We want to thank each and every person who called in and tuned in on today. Hallelujah. If you received this text message, hallelujah, with the link, be sure to share it with somebody so somebody else can be blessed with the word of God. Amen. And we want y'all to tune in Monday night. Hallelujah. We will be back on Monday night. God, amen. Hallelujah. And we want to keep Bishop Alexis in prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He's in the hospital once again. Praise God. But we're going to keep him in prayer. And we believe that God is still in the healing business. praise God. We believe that God still has the last say-so over our lives, praise God. So we're going to keep him lifted up in prayer. We want to keep Sister Steffi McGee lifted up in prayer. Praise God, hallelujah, as she's, hallelujah, currently looking for residence. She's currently homeless, praise God, amen. So we're going to keep her lifted up in prayer. We believe God will make a way for her, hallelujah, amen. We thank God that God made a way for her granddaughter. Her granddaughter was missing, hallelujah, amen. They were combing the woods. They thought she was dead, but they ended up I don't know all the details, but they found her in another city, praise God, hallelujah. But we thank God, hallelujah, that she was still alive, safe and unharmed, praise God, on today, hallelujah. We want to thank God for Evangelist Brown being on with us on this morning, and we want to thank God for all the other callers who are on this morning, praise God. We thank God for each and every last one of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to keep Sister Jennifer lifted up as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Along, hallelujah, with Sister Denedra on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. We want to keep the Prevost family lifted up. Hallelujah. The Thurman family lifted up in prayer. Praise God. The Page family. Hallelujah. Everybody who is represented on the line today, we want to lift you up in prayer on today. Hallelujah. And we want y'all, each and every person, to have a blessed day. Hallelujah. In the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together once again and congregate in your name on today, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the word that was brought forth today, that we are maybe down, hallelujah, but we are not out, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You've heard the prayer requests we've laid upon your throne on today. Hallelujah. We lift it up to you today. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we know that your word is true, that we don't even have to tell you what we need, for you already know. Hallelujah. So we just tell you, Lord, hallelujah, because we believe and we trust that you will provide all of our needs according to your riches. Glory in Christ Jesus. And Lord, we love you, we magnify you, and we praise your high and your holy name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And we just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. I know it's early, praise God, but we should be praying throughout the day. Hallelujah. So I'm going to say, don't forget, say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life. Praise God. Once again, we want to thank Pastor Ray and the Fellowship of Unity. Hallelujah. And on behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. And we'll see y'all next time on CARE Broadcast Radio Network. Everybody have a blessed day and go with God.
Amen. Prevo, give me a call.
Work it, work it, work it. Come on, work it, work it, work it. Not last business, it's not a joke. Cause I'm telling you, God don't come through. Some soon in my trip, I'm not. The enemy trying to make you surrender to me.
Yeah.
But you know deep down that you gotta come out of this. Yeah. So hold your head up high. Faithful. Yes, man. What's the problem? Lord, work it. Now, anytime. Situation, me. Work it. Nothing. Two. Hard. Four. Go. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Whoa. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Yeah. Work it, work it, work it, work it. Hey.